Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, After Buzzers, tonight we finally find out if Allison's going to be with Cole or Noah. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Echo, I created.
Hello.
I just...
Are y'all stressed?
I'm speechless a little bit for once in my life.
I think this
somber
is the,
mood.
This is the first time we've ever not danced to the intro.
This intro now officially makes me want to cry.
And you know, they were foreshadowing it the whole time with the intro. And you
sinking
have like
to the ocean.
Oh, my y'all, stop.
The whole time. It was right in your face.
Oh, my
God. You didn't even see it.
Y'all are terrible. Okay, great. Before we get into it, I'm April with Pam. Thank y'all so much for joining us tonight. Sorry if we're somber because I'm literally depressed at this moment. Got my awesome people here. Khalil Abubu. What's up? Nadine Delapel.
Hey. Hi, everyone.
We are not happy,
not happy
at
campers,
all.
Yeah.
There's no way to not fully go right into it. So Allison is found dead. Comes totally out of nowhere. I mean, yeah.
I mean, exactly.
Okay, way to make us laugh
exactly.
A little bit.
No, this summer.
We've known the whole season has been about so far these little tidbits with Noah, Cole, Anton in the car, what's going on. But ultimately, I just thought it was like something that was not going to be a big deal. But then she is dead of an apparent suicide.
Yeah. Well, I mean, with the buildup that they've done, I feel like it had to be this. But even with predictions that I've said or we've said, it's always been like, yeah, something's going to happen, but she's never going to die. There's no way that she's going to be. It's you know, our girl. She's our main girl. There's no way. And it happened.
Is it bad that I thought, like, huh, I wonder if the dad can still use her kidney?
I did think that for a second.
you people care about the kidney.
I'm an organ donor.
I just was like, hey.
A body that's been underwater for days.
I didn't think about that, but now that you say it.
Has a working kidney
still. That's why it was a question. It wasn't a solution. It was just like, oh, maybe it's a little easier now if you get the kidney.
So we were all shocked, though, right?
Oh, I'm... just beyond shocked. I mean, the very first, I'm like, are y'all trying to be Shonda Rhimes? Like, first of all, I still don't watch Grey's Anatomy because of what they did to McDreamy. I've never even watched that episode because I just heard what happened and I couldn't handle it. But, like, she's the very first character that we've met on this show. I'm like, angry because so much of what I've said on our after show has been solely about what she's gonna do, probably more so than anyone else. It's like, is she gonna end up with him? Or she's been through all this stuff. And then we got tweets earlier in the day about how, which I very much so appreciated, let me just say, I'm gonna read those later, about how devastated we were gonna be. And then I was texting y'all before and I'm like, wait, why am I... The only thing I can be devastated about is a death.
Yeah, death is the biggest word, devastated. Is,
Even then, I was like, it's not going to be Allison. It's going to be Noah or it's going to be Cole, which would have been obviously just as equally upsetting. So why do you...
because exactly what you said, like, we've been predicting about, like, who's she going to go back to? What love, this and that. Yeah. And then this just made it so real that it's never really been about the love for her. It's been about her trying to love herself, and she never did. She was searching, like, I know I'm getting so deep right now. But she's been searching for love, and we kept thinking if, you know, she's with a new guy, or, you know, she was with Cole, and then she was with Noah, and now she's with the new guy, and that she could maybe find happiness.
Yeah.
And she couldn't. And that one line of her saying to the detective, if she can make it to 35, that's all she wants to do. And if she still feels this way at 35, that's it.
Yeah.
But is that a trick, though? Now, I mean, we can get into predictions later, but is that actually mean that she committed suicide? Or is it a murder? Is it, like I've predicted, that there's some shady stuff happening with the new boo?
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, she did that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she did that.
I don't know. I'm still conflicted. I think that there's something more that's going to be uncovered, which is going to lead us to next season because we're getting towards the end. There's going to be something.
Yeah.
Cole is mad. He doesn't want to see her go. She did that shit.
I mean, I thought the whole time I was like, no, this is, there's foul play. Like, this is something else because it just seemed so random because I thought the same things that Cole was saying. Like, mm-hmm. she wouldn't, more than anything, she wouldn't leave Joni. Her.
Exactly.
Gabriel dying, you know, whenever, I forget how old he was when he drowned, but mm-hmm. it was such a devastating moment to her that I'm like, she finally has this child and she would never leave that child, especially in that way. But then whenever Jeffrey says that she's transferred money into an account, which I've watched enough Dateline to know that could be set up in some way.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Watch enough Dateline.
I have. And I do think that Ben at the beginning seemed a little sketchy, but what he says seemed to check out. I can't imagine that, you know, a detective is going to be like, his alibi is essentially airtight without knowing that his alibi is airtight.
He was the last person that saw her, though. You know what I mean? And there's 3 hours that's basically kind of unaccounted for.
No, he says where he was. He says he was at the bar. You can ask the bartender. Then I went to AA. He's like, you can ask the bartender.
You can also pay off a bartender, I learned on Dateline as well.
True, you can. But you cannot fake video cameras. I guess once
you're right.
If there was video proof, then I would fully believe it.
I mean, we never said anything about video proof.
He's sketchy still to me, though. He is still sketchy to me. The thing is they left us this episode with us, you know, thinking that, okay, maybe it is him, maybe it is Ben because of, you know, everything that they're saying.
Yeah.
But then they give us so many reasons why it is suicide. So we're kind of left with having to make a decision on our own, and we don't really know.
People in chat are fully on board with not a suicide.
Thank you.
Really? Amy Motorhouse, not a suicide, would not do that to her daughter.
Yeah.
Emily, why would she leave Joni? The thing that doesn't make sense is that, and then earlier I was just kind of peeking in here, and everyone has the same questions as we do. Like, why would they do this? They've already confirmed that they're picking up for a 5th season, but it's the last season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the 4 main characters are so integral to the show, especially Allison, because she's the one that has ties to everybody.
Well, do you think she's leaving or no? Or do you think, like, now it's just going to be this kind of, like, memory thing? Like, she'll still be a part of the show, but it's nothing forward. It's just now looking back on memories and stuff.
But, like, how far can the memories go? Because it's
We've been watching.
But if you're in, she's only in every other episode, technically, right?
Yeah.
So it's 5 episodes. So you can make that last 5 episodes, right? Technically, I guess.
I feel like we're going to feel a big loss. Obviously, they mean for us to feel a big loss. But I also think that it could be, you know, just like with any show, it could be a big loss in a not so great way. Like, literally, it's giving me all these Grey's Anatomy, all these Walking Dead vibes. Like, they killed these people that are such important parts to the show. I'm like, you could have killed him.
She said it, guys. I didn't say it. She said
it. I freaking love Maura Tierney, so I would be so sad if she wasn't on there.
Yeah, but it's just the character. We're talking about the character.
Exactly.
Yeah, the characters.
But no, I love her as an actress on the show as well.
Of course.
And, you know, we essentially, like, love to hate her. But it's just, I don't know.
Did you guys think when they were identifying the body that it was actually going to be Allison? Like, when Noah did the head nod, I thought, first, I was like, wait, let him do this way. Don't do up and down. I hope he does this way. And he did up and down. Like, right? For a second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, I was with Cole in the sense of, like, that last bit of hope is until you see that body.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Because you still think, maybe not.
We've watched enough Dateline.
Exactly.
I've got to catch
we
up on
know.
Dateline.
Yeah, you've got to be
Dateline's
watching.
Where it's at. But I was like, maybe it's not. You never know, especially being submerged. But, and that's the crazy part, which also leads me to think it's not suicide. Because if she is, okay, so they find her at, like, a little, what do you call it? Like, outlook point on the ocean, essentially. Yeah. Whatever you'd call it. And they say it's all rocky, lots of harsh waves crashing, and they say essentially that they think she jumped in and then washed back up to the rocks.
Yeah. And they found her still underneath. Wasn't she, like, submerged underneath
still? She had been for a few days, but I think the
maintenance guy found her.
Yeah. But to be submerged for 3 days... you have to be held down by something.
Yeah, or she, like, put, like, a brick or something.
Not to say that couldn't happen, you know, obviously with all those rocks, maybe something fell, whatever. But typically, for a body to stay down underwater, it's going to be held down by something. Even if you don't know Dateline, you know water murders. And
water murders.
The fact that it was a storm, too. That's a big thing. Yeah. I think maybe, I mean, this is getting into predictions, but what about if it's neither? It's neither a suicide and it's neither a murder. Maybe if it's just an accident. Like, that she just went out there in the middle of a storm and was just, like, just looking at whatever she does, gets real deep and looks at the ocean, this and that, and then she tripped. Fell in, and then that's kind of what happened. Do we think that's a possibility?
It could be.
Chat, let us know. What do you guys think?
We'll literally never know. How do you prove an accident?
I'm on the suicide
train. There's two more episodes left. We will know, I think. I think we will figure it out, hopefully. I would be very upset if they just now moved on. Yeah, she's dead, and now we're just moving on.
After her little Los Angeles episode, I kind of agree with Noah. Like, she was a mess, so...
She was, but we've seen her that way before.
Yeah, and I'm like, exactly. So, repeated over so many times, you know, like...
But she's always been able to bring herself back. She's had to either... she's either gone away...
I don't think it was suicide. I'm just still... I can't believe that she would do that. She wouldn't do that. And also, that's why I found, like, as we were watching this episode, I was like, what has happened since Helen tucked her in goodnight on the couch and her now being found dead? That missing child...
She broke up with Ben. That's all that's happened.
Ben.
But do you think... I don't think that she actually broke up with him. I think that she saw what she needed and she ran away and went crazy. I don't think she needed to have an in-person talk with him.
That's a really good point, actually. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that. And I also want to point out how he lied and told Cole and Noah, I guess. Maybe Noah, or just Cole at this point, that he told her he was married.
Yeah,
and we saw that he did not tell her... He was married. She found out because she went to his office waiting for him.
Exactly.
There is, you know, there is the part of me that's like, she's been through this so many times. She's always wondered, why do these things happen to me, especially these things with men. Men. She had just gone through this stuff with her dad.
Heard it all before.
She did have a prescription of Xanax that Vic, now I... Officially hate you, Vic. I didn't hate Vic.
But do you like Anton saying that like Xanax not going to do anything unless you mix it with alcohol? They're like, thanks, Anton. Thanks for that.
He's like, what did you want to do? Relax.
I loved him this episode, by the way. No, I fell in love with his character.
I feel bad. He was just trying to go to school.
Exactly.
He just wanted to go to Princeton.
Suicide/murder.
But he was so helpful. Right. And he was like a good kid. I fell in love with his character tonight, too. I was looking up stuff about him before. I got blindsided. His name is Christopher Meyer, and I think he kind of, Joshua Jackson, fully, like, holy crap, was so amazing this episode, but I think Anton kind of stole the show in these little, like, comedic,
moments,
relief-y
taking
ways.
Taking a shower. The hotel thing was my favorite, actually.
What did you think about that, though? Why in that moment of, like, you're with two dudes whose ex-wife is missing, and you're just going to go and bang the waitress?
He's,
like,
he's an 18-year-old kid, I guess.
But still, like, you just...
Live your life.
Do you just
they
go do that?
Like,
that's
up.
How you know he's a 19-year-old kid, you know?
You have fun.
If anything, we learned tonight, YOLO.
Right.
So, he's fully taking advantage of what he could. Jeez. I did love that we got...
And he's away from the mom and everything.
I'm with Mr. Soloway right now.
Like,
I got the room. They pay for it.
We don't even need the connecting room.
They drew me out here. This is perfect.
Can y'all believe Noah let him do that, though?
That's what I'm saying.
It's such a Noah thing.
He seemed proud, I think.
Yeah, let us know. Would you do that?
Yeah.
If you're with two dudes, right? Older people.
Yes.
You would have sex. When that's happening, though, when, like, their ex-wife is missing. That's what I'm saying. It's like...
What can I do about it in that moment?
Okay, bang a chick, I guess.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's the only thing
to
do.
It's like watching TV. Like, it's nothing we could do right now. I might as well relax for a little while.
Yeah.
The sun comes up and we can try again tomorrow.
I loved the whole... gay interaction. I thought that was hilarious. especially because it was, you know, we didn't know that we were going to need those light moments until later in the episode. But one of the good things, no, there are no good things about what happened tonight, but one of the is that not only did we get to see see amazing performances from the other actors in the show, but we also got these moments that we've kind of been, I don't want to say looking to have or even thought that we would have, but kind of hoping to have.
Like Noah and Cole together.
Yeah.
Like for an entire episode.
The conversation at dinner where they're sitting at the little diner and
About Cole how to approach girls, or
yeah, and Cole is sitting there saying, "Oh, we know how Noah does it. He promises all these things, and Noah just kind of takes it because he knows there's nothing that he can say to make this better in that moment." But they kind of had these little conversations, even the moment in the car, which we saw in the preview last week, where Cole was asking about Allison going to LA, and Noah said he asked if Noah slept with her, and he's like, "No, that was over a long time ago. Yeah. Always love her, but she doesn't want me. I don't want her."
Yeah.
Do you want her?
Do you want her? What's going on? I think that it just shows like how they react, like acted with each other tonight. Mm-hmm. How much time has really passed, and how different it is now. Where they can
like 3-4 years, right?
I think even a little bit more than that, because look how old Joanie is. Yeah, she's like, you know,
freaking high school practically.
Like, you know, yeah, exactly. Like it's been like 35 years. Yeah. Like they should be over. No.
Yeah.
But you just see that because they're no longer, you know. I mean, obviously, guys will be guys, and they've fought over a woman, and that's basically what all of it was about. But Noah is clearly not into Allison anymore. Noah clearly has moved on, wants something different, and that's why he's, you know, they're obviously going to give each other shit because that's what they should do because they've been in such a weird thing. Like, Noah raised your daughter that you realize a couple years later is your daughter. Like, he even got that deep into stuff. But yeah, you're right. It's something that we never thought we would see. And I did, I liked how it was mature enough. They did it over the one thing they did love, Allison. Yeah. They came together for the one person that's ever connected them.
And I appreciated the moments. The look, Noah didn't really jab Cole whatsoever. Mm-mm. But
which
he
is
kinda,
good, though.
He took it. He you know, he took he like did. A man. He did? How do you think?
Oh, you talking about the actual fight?
Oh, no, the not the fight. Actual
oh,
fight.
Oh, I thought you were talking about... Yeah, I at mean, the like table, the little, he did. He was like, you're like the crybaby.
The verbal.
Oh, the moper. Yeah. But Cole is the moper.
He is the moper, right?
It's so it's very funny. It was like,
I'm not lying.
But he also gave him a he meant it almost like complimentary, like in the way of like... You act all, you're very strong when you walk up to the bar ordering a drink, then all the girls come and rescue you. I mean, that is a tactic that men use.
I don't think he was being complimentary, though, on that. No. Noah was doing a jab at him.
All right, so I guess like he did jab him. Sure.
Yeah, what he's saying is like, yeah, you order a drink and you look into it as if you're reading tea leaves and you can tell someone's entire future. I could picture
isn't that the perfect description?
Catch somebody in your web.
Are they looking? Is anyone looking at
him? Well, it works for him, I guess. By the way, Joanie is 6.
Joanie's 6.
So it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
But still, I'm just pissed because only 3 episodes did I, this is a personal thing, did I for the first time fully get over Noah and Allison and get on like Team Cole. And now you just take that away from me?
Do you realize it took you a death in order to get over the Noah Allison? You wanted
no,
so
I got
hard.
Over it 3 episodes ago.
Oh, 3 episodes. That's what you're saying.
Because
oh, okay.
I was like, oh, I'm fully on board Team Cole, Team Allison now. And now you just rip that from my hands. Like, I've been stressed about this for 4 seasons.
And do you think the way that Cole and Noah handled it just shows the level of love, I guess, or the level of connection with her?
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously we see at the end Noah's breakdown and, like, Noah obviously has feelings and obviously cares and is sad that she died. Of course, he'd be psycho if he wasn't.
Yeah.
But the way that Cole reacted and that, it just shows that that was his soulmate and that Allison and him were always meant to be. No, you don't agree?
I to an extent.
Yeah.
I think it's also just different people. Different people, different personalities. Because you can't, like... I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying, like, one reaction does not mean I care more than another reaction.
For sure.
For sure.
But, I do hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Cole was definitely, I mean, admittedly, between the both of them, still in love with her.
Yeah.
Noah was not.
Yeah.
So that... no matter what, it's going to garner more something.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what form it takes, but just the acting by Joshua, the whole episode, especially then, like even after he and Noah fight outside of Ben's work, and he's just like on the ground in the concrete. I'm like, do you really love her?
he's so sad.
He throws up.
Staring at them tea leaves, baby.
Yeah, he throws up at the table, like all of it. And I loved Noah this episode. I don't say that a lot about Noah's character. Because he just irks me. He's just so selfish. And I always said that. But this episode, he wasn't. This episode, he was kind of caring for Cole through this when he didn't need to be in any way. Like, they're not friends. Yeah. You know, yeah. No way in hell does he even need to do that.
He didn't really care for himself because he was taking care of Cole.
And I thought that was such a step up, you know, and even taking care of Anton, just letting Anton kind of be free, like in that sense, too. We saw this side of Noah that, like, I don't know, I really enjoyed and I respected and I really liked. And even when, you know, Cole even punched him in the face, he was just trying to bring him down during that fight just so that he would stop. He wasn't trying to, like, beat the crap out of him to be, oh, okay, now we get it. Now we can fight each other. No, it was just literally to stop it. I appreciated him this episode.
Noah proved in so many ways tonight that he's evolved so much. Yes. Just from him, you know, whenever they find out that Allison died and Cole asked him to go in and see her, the fact that he was willing to do it, because I would have been like, hell no.
Yeah.
The fact that he almost like waited to have this, I'm sure he didn't mean to wait, but he waited to have this breakdown. I'm definitely happy. That's a weird thing to say, but I'm happy that he actually had the breakdown, because it even more so, it just shows how he's grown. Like, holy crap, this is such a huge, important person in his life. It's just crazy.
It's impacted him.
Autumn in the chat says, and it's a good point that I actually hadn't thought about until now. She says, what I don't understand is why the mother, meaning Athena, would call the dad first instead of calling Cole.
I thought about that, too.
Why do you think that would have happened?
And the only thing I came up with in my head is that the mom knew that they were there. Because she gave him the address.
Yeah, that's true.
That was the only thing I could think of.
She still should have called Cole before. It doesn't make sense for her to be so...
Well, maybe she did. Remember they did the cell phone thing before lunch.
Oh, you're right.
So maybe she did. I don't know. But I did think of that,
too. You're right. Yeah, the cell phone. Well, they didn't have their cell phones on them.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys think that there's something sketchy going on there?
No.
With the father at all? In any way?
That makes total perfect sense. Not me to say. I didn't think of that. I did for a second. I was like, maybe he killed her for her kidney. But, I mean, her kidney is...
Did you think
he didn't take care of the kidney?
You know, I thought when Anton was going to the shower, I thought he was going to do some detective work.
Girl,
and we were going to get like the over the shoulder of him, looking around, looking at the drawers. Like,
maybe
everything.
He did. Oh, what'd you think?
I was thinking the girl that was folding the blanket. I was like, I see you, Anton.
Oh, you know, he's going to have sex with all the girls that he sees. No, I thought then he was going to discover Allison chained up or Allison locked up for a kidney. Like, I thought it was going to go.
You went far.
I went so down. But when he comes back, like, that was the best shower I've ever had. I'm like, man, come on. You had so much potential in that house.
I thought it was such an odd thing that...
Kid from Compton. You don't have those kind of showers in Compton.
Hasn't showered since he banged the Rebecca chick, so he needed a shower.
Yeah, wash that off.
I love that we're like, yeah, man, you had sex and you didn't shower. Like, you gotta do that.
I didn't, like, I thought it was almost unnecessary, the part where Allison's, like, a stepmom was like, oh, honey, would you like a grilled cheese instead? I was like, really? That's a dumb thing to put in there.
I was thinking, how can you equate octopus to grilled cheese? That's not...
I mean, everyone doesn't like octopus, sure.
Fair.
But I was like, because he's whatever, you're going to say grilled cheese? I think they were obviously just trying to show...
Was it a race thing? Was it like
I didn't want to go there. I was like...
It was weird. Whatever it was,
I'll take a grilled cheese over octopus, though.
You know, the little shit that you put in the microwave, and it's like the pizza that
like
folded
pizza rolls.
There you go.
Not
yeah.
Tostinos,
a hot pocket.
Not sponsored by Tostinos.
Fucking grilled cheese.
But also, I do love pizza rolls.
Yeah, so if you want to give us some.
No, I think it was more of a kid thing. I don't think it was, or not a kid. He's not a kid.
That's the thing. He's a 19-year-old man that's having sex with every woman he sees. And he went out to have a. Also, the fact that Noah was like, "Yeah, go have your cigarette with her too." Like, as your teacher, do you like? I don't know.
Well, as your teacher, you're a teacher. You're not like.
But
you know.
They're on a road trip together, looking for their ex-wife. So I guess it's no longer teacher. Yeah, right.
It's just him trying to be cool. Him trying to. I don't think it's him trying. It's just very Noah. Like Noah is very all about. You know,
ladies, man,
the sex.
Yeah, those. The sex.
So he's not gonna tell Anton that situation. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what happened in the beginning of the episode because I'm so
caught up.
Yeah, okay. So we first start off, anyway, by Cole going to Milwaukee, showing up to this conference that she was supposed to go to with Ben. This is why part of me still thinks that there's something
fishy.
Sure. Oh, That's sad.
Bad analogy. No,
I didn't mean that.
He did that on purpose.
That's messed
up. He totally did that on purpose.
I did not mean that.
He did. Oh, that was rough. Something fishy about the whole thing.
Oh, he said it again.
Why would they... I understand that they had to have Cole go there in order to show he went out of his way. He had little flowers to find her.
He brushed his teeth.
He brushed outside of the car. He could have called
homeless
his
hair.
He
went to the bathroom and like...
It's cold, though. I mean, it's cold. He's, you know, he's a farm boy.
If he showed up, I would have been... No, he's been a lot sexier than he was tonight. Mm-hmm. But I think that they showed that because they had to show his love, sure. But then I also think that they kind of showed... it for a reason. Like, he could have gone to Montauk and she could have, you know, not been found or whatever. Or, I mean, the fact that Athena hadn't spoken to her in 3 days and didn't think that was weird, even though she had her daughter, like...
But the thing is that Allison does that, though. And Athena is crazy.
But she used to do it a long time ago. She doesn't do it now. She wouldn't go 3 days.
Yeah, I don't know. But
she's crazy, yeah.
Yeah, but some people just, like, have the same habits. And so maybe Athena used to get worried all the time, let's say, right? But I don't think Athena ever would. But let's just say she used to always get worried. And then she learned that this isn't what I should worry about because I know everything's always going to be fine. And then the one time she doesn't worry... is the time that it's not fine, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
We hear this phone call. This is one of the things that I think about, too. Like, where does Cole go from here with Louisa?
Mm-hmm. So over that.
I know, I am, too. he gets this phone call while they're at a gas station and says... Also, I thought it was weird that in Noah's version last week, Cole was calling him. But in Cole's version this week, Noah called him. But then didn't really say a reason why he was calling. Mm-hmm. Cole ended up being like, do you know where she is? Anyway, but Louisa calls him and he's like, you know what's going on? And she's like, yes, what's... Or I said, you can gather that she says like, yeah, well, tell me what's going on with you. And he's like, no, what are you talking... With Allison. I'm looking for Allison. And she has Joni right now because Athena took her over there. But I'm like, how is she going to... I don't really care how she's going to react, actually. I was going to ask y'all how you thought, but I'm like... Well, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's just, it stinks because, I mean, she's never going to win. And she went into this situation with a losing hand. It was Cole would never choose her over Allison in a million years. And now that Allison's gone, his world is just upside down and it'll never be the same. But they'll probably stay together because he wants someone to comfort him. But he'll never love her. He'll always love Allison.
Always be the side B.
Mm-hmm.
But then how does it, it's like, how does the show move forward with his character? It just doesn't make... sense to me.
I believe in the writers. I believe in what they've given us so far. I'm very upset that this happened. Like, I'm still in shock and I don't have words. I wish we should do another show in like 4 or 5 days and I've processed a death like this.
Grief is hard.
It is, but I don't even know how to grieve at this point. I'm just looking through the notes that I took and they're so all over the place because that's how I felt at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think that it was odd that immediately they're saying, okay, so they found Allison, whatever, and then Noah just calls Detective Jeffries? And that's, which we saw earlier in the season, him speaking with Detective Jeffries, and we're like, what? What's the reason? But even though he was so sure that it was a suicide, he still talked to him. Well, so, no, it must...
Well, was it because Cole was having the questions? Is that why? I think maybe
at that point
was,
we didn't know or we hadn't seen it yet that Cole was having any questions.
Yeah.
But he's the one that was like, oh, come meet me at this, the place that we found her.
Yeah.
Look.
Jeez. It was just, that was just such an intense scene as well. You know what else is intense and also great and amazing? Our AfterBuzz show. Would you like to tell everyone about other shows that we do here at AfterBuzz?
Okay. Well, from dramas to reality TV to sci-fi and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. So we're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help you help AfterBuzz continue to grow.
Mm. Wow.
And if you worry
about,
I like
the sound effects you're putting in.
That was my grow sound effect. That was like, just got bigger. And don't worry about pesky notifications because they're optional. So you can turn that shit off. So hit the subscribe button for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Mm-hmm. and let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. Mm-hmm. And for now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah, we love you guys so much. Thank you.
I definitely want to do our special segment from last week, but I have to throw this out here first, and I totally missed this in chat while we were talking, so I apologize. But Cough 2009 and Chuck B, both with the same sentiment. Cough 2009 says, part of me thought Louisa did something because she wanted Allison to give Joni up. Oh. Chuck B, any chance Louisa has something to do with
this? Whoa, you guys have been watching Dateline too.
Hadn't even thought of that as a possibility, and now it makes all sense. She was I think it's a... Ben has an alibi. We have to...
Add
Dateline watchers.
All right, we got to put all our suspects. We have to line them all up.
Uh-huh. She had every bit of motive. First of all, not only what is her husband in love with her, but also she needs a reason or these papers, whatever, to stay in the country. I don't put it past Louisa, honestly.
She doesn't come off as an evil person.
But people do crazy things when your husband is in love with someone else, and when they get desperate. The thing that makes me think it could be a possibility is because Ben does have an alibi that, as far as we know,
you believe that alibi so hard, but you don't even we don't know the full.
No, I'm saying I don't necessarily. Saying that, but that's why we have to consider other people, because technically he does have one.
Yeah, that messed my whole brain up. You just saying Louisa, no way. No way, guys. Are we really?
Have the balls?
No way.
Probably not. The thing
tie Allison to
stepping on
a cement block and throw her in the water or whatever it is.
It ain't like stepping on ants, Khalil said. Wisdom from Khalil. I like it.
Stepping on ants.
That's very true. Also, you know who else was throwing out the wisdom tonight? Anton. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite lines of the show, and I wish I could find it in my notes, was that where he said, do you ever feel like you can't hear your own feelings because someone else's are so loud or something like that? And it's so true, though, especially with what he's going through with his dad.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff, it almost relates to Allison. She couldn't feel all of these things that she had in her life because of all these other on a much larger scale, for sure. Because she had all of these other things coming at her. But...
yeah.
It just the thing that still keeps me on the suicide is the money transfer.
The money transfer, that's a big thing.
It can be fake, but it's tough to fake.
I'm really excited to see next week and just to see what that week period in between, when, because Noah even admits, he's like, she got on a plane and left, and I thought she just went back to Montauk. It's like, what I want to know so bad right now, what happened in that period that we haven't seen.
Which was such a good point a question of Cole to ask when he looks at him. He's like, why didn't you do more? You had her in your hands. And I hadn't really thought of that either. And I know you can't blame anyone, especially if it was murder. But after he said it, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, you did. You had her in this, she was so devastated, more than you had ever seen her before. And you just let her go? You can't even confirm that she got on the plane because... I get it. And I also get, even the moment where Ben says to Cole, he's like, because Cole had asked him, what did you say to her to make her kill herself within, so many hours? And he's like, what do you mean? I knew her
for 6 weeks.
Obviously, playing devil's advocate. Yeah, I knew her for 6 weeks. I couldn't have made a difference. I tried everything I could have done to make a difference, but wasn't going to happen. Look at yourself in the mirror. What did you do?
Do you guys, they were both speechless when he said that? Right. Cole and Noah
it was a solid point.
It was what do you even say to that? See, the last time we saw Allison, though, I thought what Helen said to her about, she's caused this herself. Reflect on yourself and to realize no one else is out to hurt you. You caused this yourself, right? And I think that from what I saw and the way that she acted and responded, I thought that it actually touched her and hit her in a way that would maybe change her. I don't think that final thing that we heard, that final conversation, was something that, may have caused her to go that far to end her life, not saying that what Helen said or didn't say is the end all factor of what happened. We don't know what happened that whole week in between.
Yeah.
But I thought her, when she first came and saw Noah, and she was so just, you know, devastated before she took the medicine. And then when she sat and talked with Helen, I feel like she calmed down and she was getting into a right head space again.
Oh, but I just thought about how Helen said to her, you're young, you can still do all this. If you're not mm-hmm. happy with your life, change it.
Yeah. Oh, but you mean, oh, ah, mm. See, right? I took that in a positive.
I did too. Yeah,
but if you're looking at it
until
in
now.
A, I don't
end
know.
It. Oh, it's
so, I mean, there are so many things that could happen.
Well, I'm going to go with still no, I mean, this is going to be in predictions, but no suicide. I do not think it was a suicide. There's something else that happened.
We'll see. Okay, while we think about that, let's do our special segment.
Yay, let's do our special segment. Yay. Yeah. All right, let me get it up. Let me get it up.
Special segment.
Is that
yes. Oh. Mine's much more beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm doing the robot right now.
I like it.
All right. Movie Maniac 1981 says, I've got a question. When do we think Cole is going to find out the truth about what really happened to the night his brother died? You know, the fact that it was Helen driving the car and not Noah, and that Allison pushed him.
I don't think he will. I think bigger things have happened, mm-hmm. and I don't think they'll ever address it.
Come yeah. back to it.
Yeah, yeah. I feel the exact same way. I feel like it's so much has passed mm-hmm. that it doesn't even matter. Finding that out now, what's going to make Cole even more angry?
It's
you know, Allison died.
Yeah.
Allison died, you know.
Ocean again. Oh, my bad.
Khalil just went these ocean things, but that was also right very
sorry.
Like,
I'm going to push you off the boat.
I'm going to use that, though. That was spit in the ocean. I like that.
Yeah, but I don't think that there's any point in addressing it. I don't think it's going to make a difference in the storyline. It'll just make Cole more angry, but he's just angry already. Like,
but will
whatever.
It make him more angry? Because Helen is the one that killed or was driving? No.
Well,
he thinks it's... I mean, I guess it would make him hate Noah less,
well,
but...
Well, Allison pushed him. So
right, but
finding
thinking
that
as far as, like, who's driving the car and stuff mm-hmm. like that, he already hates Noah more than anyone, and he thinks Noah's... So it's like, I don't think they'll go back. I think they're not going to go back on a lot of stuff. I think it's just going to... Unless it's going back on... You know, obviously, next week we're going to be going back on what happened mm-hmm. to Allison right before. So all these questions that we're asking, I mean, we all watched the preview.
Yeah.
According to the preview, definitely looks like she
suicide.
Killed herself. She was not
and
in
so
that
they
little...
want you to think.
I know.
See?
You know they always do that.
Always
but
want you to think.
They... Oh, this is a good one.
They could just be prepping you for the harsh reality.
That's true. Cough 2009 says, also, I think that... After the Ben revelation, she was just done. I think that she needed more help than she had gotten, and she couldn't take it anymore. And it makes sense in this. This has happened to her multiple times, and she's always wondered about it.
No, she has. I know. No, it's just that the fact that there's that 1 week of we don't know what happened, and I think for Joni's sake, I do not think that she would do that. I really don't because it's for Joni.
Yeah.
I think that she was, like, going to go, and I think Helen's words touched her in a way of, like, I'm going to change my life. Of course she still needs help. Of course she needs to talk through it. It's not like, oh, I'm fixed, and I'm going to move on. It's like, obviously, like, what the chat just said was she needed more help than, you know, than maybe she thought. But also, I don't think it – I can't believe it. I just
can't.
Oh, I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Should we go into full-on predictions?
Yeah, let's do it.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I want to hear, typically we just do predictions, obviously, but I want to hear full-on predictions from everyone in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
We're thankful to have you all, obviously, but I'm pretty in a twist, and I don't know what I predict.
Yeah.
It was suicide.
You think
suicide?
All right,
you're up first.
Yeah, it was suicide.
Suicide?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Hard prediction.
All right. Well, I'm going to say that it's, like I said, it's not a suicide. It's either accident or it's a murder, I guess. I think it's an accident, though. I don't think anyone's actually out to kill her.
But how do you prove an accident? That's the only thing.
You can prove accidents.
You can?
I guess. I don't know. Videotapes, right?
It was on Dateline, right?
I think it may have been an accident. I don't think she intentionally went to have her life ended. I don't think she would do that. I think that... Cole's going to get to the bottom of it more so than Noah. I think Noah's going to actually go and just
kind of cries.
This happened. He's going to go back to LA
and bang old girl's mom. And
yeah. I think that Noah's kind of, you know, obviously it hit him when he saw the waitress. He started crying. Sure. It reminded him of her.
Oh, that was such a like sweet scene.
Wasn't that sweet, just awful? Mm-hmm. Also, it says like part two Noah for like the 3 minutes left of the show.
I know. We were like, what?
To see him cry. And it was so sad. So, yeah. So I think an accident, and we'll find out. But I think this is really... Cole's not going to rest easy until he has an answer that is more than suicide. And that's why I'm going to say it's not a suicide. Because he's not going to accept it.
That's true. Okay, I'm going to read the ones that we've gotten so far. From Autumn, she says suicide. Good Music says, I think Athena actually had something to do with it. That people were talking in the chat about that earlier.
Athena.
About how she thought that Allison was going to go to her dad and everything. Yada, yada, yada. Emily Bates says, I don't know why, but I feel that Ben was involved. Autumn says, going to what she was saying before, suicide, only because she tried it before. She did. And she used to, you know.
I mean, I get why. You would think that.
Autumn, yeah. We're here. Autumn.
Call 2009 says, maybe Louisa said something that pushed her over the edge. I am on, I don't know. Like, literally every 30 seconds I go, I think something foul-ish happened. Because even thinking about the preview right now, she wasn't on that little rock. She wasn't on that little...
That area?
Thing that jutted out into the water. Yeah. She wasn't there. She was standing on the beach in the ocean.
Hanging.
She wasn't where they found her or where they guessed that she died. So I don't think, it's just like you said, they always try to trick us. I don't think that preview necessarily shows or proves anything.
Maybe she was just going for a swim.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was worth some high waves to be going for a swim.
There's a storm. She just wanted to go swimming.
Amy Motorhouse says, Cole mustard with the candlestick. That's basically where I'm at. I'm in the game of Clue right now.
Girl, I feel you. I relate to that so hard right now.
I think I'm going to guess in the not suicide foul play-ish in some reason. Because she did also talk to her mom about setting something up for Joni in the last episode. In the episode before that.
Yes. It was just a coincidence then that the money was moved?
No, she did talk about setting something up for her.
No,
so
coincidence.
I mean, it's a coincidence that she wanted to set it up, she put the money in, but then she died. But she didn't mean it.
But then she got murdered. Yeah. I don't know. I think we'll actually find out more next week than we're used to the affair giving us.
Yeah.
I think, you know, typically we get a tidbit here, a tidbit here, a tidbit here, and then we get a lot.
Two episodes
left. We got to think that next week is still technically the penultimate episode.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to find out more than we actually think that we will. And I would be very appreciative of that. But also, I'm not going to appreciate anything because I'm just mad.
I think I'm going to stick with I love the candlestick and the ballroom and Cole. Let's just play a game of Clue because we have no idea, everyone. Let's be real.
I don't know. Oh, gosh. Okay.
But yeah, let us know throughout the week, too, what you guys think because my mind is probably going to change in the next couple days.
I love looking through all the comments and all the tweets and everything because y'all give me ideas. Mm-hmm. And I literally some of the stuff I think throughout the week is because of that.
Yeah, because now we have Louisa and Athena on our list of suspects. I'm going to start making, I'm going to do a drawing board here. Next thing is coming, it's all going to be red. It's going to be, you know, crazy. Going to have the lines going.
Essentially, everyone on the show, minus Cole, Noah, and I guess Anton. Maybe even Helen. Maybe Helen was still pissed. I don't know.
You think Helen flew across country? Or we don't know.
Helen
maybe
could have laced the... I don't know. Something
happened
crazy
in LA, and then they shipped the body over to Montauk to have it... Wow. We should
stranger
stop.
Stranger things have happened.
We should stop predicting.
Too much Dateline.
Right.
Too much Dateline.
Thank y'all so much for joining us. Had such a good time. Sorry for our depressed nature. Thank y'all for commenting all throughout the week. Remember to rate us on iTunes, like us on YouTube, give us all those stars and everything. In the meantime, y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhant. Where can I find y'all?
Khalil Boo Boo, Twitter and Instagram at Khalil Boo Boo.
And you can find me everywhere at Nadine Dalipal. Thank you guys so much for watching. Till next week.
See y'all next week. Mwah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.